Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. In order to get the context of this message this morning, let us read chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am given to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon I have given you, and as I said to Moses, from the wilderness in this Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for this people you shall divide as an inheritance, the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. The book of Joshua was written somewhere between 1407 BC and 1383 BC to the nation of Israel. When Moses died, God commissioned Joshua to continue what God had commanded Moses to do, and that was to bring God's people, Israel, to the promised land. Joshua was to lead the people across the Jordan into the land of Canaan. That was promised by God to Abraham. Have I not commanded you? Let's remember what the Apostle Paul wrote in his letter to Timothy. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Keep in mind, when we are born again, we become men and women of God. We are His chosen ones. Before the foundations of the world, God chose us. So we are equipped, completely equipped, to do whatever God commands us to do. And God will not put an ambition on our hearts if He didn't already know we have what it takes to do the job. Moses had a speech problem. God knew this. So He appointed an assistant or advocate to speak in his stead. Just 7 of our text in chapter 1, we are told that God told Joshua to do all that Moses had taught him according to the law. To stay straightforward, not to turn to the left hand or to the right. To shun evil. We are told how to be successful in the battle of life in verses 8 and 9. When we obey His statutes and commands, we will prosper. The Old Testament believers are under the Old Testament of the law. We as Christians are in the church age of grace. We are under a new covenant, which is faith through the shed blood of Christ. We are saved by believing in Christ as our Savior and belief in His death, His burial, and resurrection. In verse 5 of our text, God told Joshua that He will be with him always as He was with Moses. God promises His divine presence. Our Lord is still constant. He never changes. He is always faithful to His word, His mercy, His grace, and His divine presence. For the Lord, for the word of the Lord is right, and all His work is done in truth. Have I not commanded you? When Jesus commissioned His disciples in the Gospel of Matthew, the Great Commission, we Christians or disciples of Jesus are commanded or commissioned by our Lord to continue His ministry here on earth, to go and preach the gospel, to teach and to observe all things that He, our Lord, taught us in the Gospels and in the Bible, Old Testament of the prophets. Our Lord God commissioned us like He commissioned Joshua. In the second part of verse 9, God encourages Joshua to be strong and of good courage, not to be afraid or dismayed. He again promises His divine presence. Today we have the indwelling Holy Spirit, divine presence. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I will not leave you orphans. The scripture that I am quoting you today, you can find them in the bottom part of your bulletin to refer to them during the day or even during the week to enlighten you, to encourage you, to be reminded that God is with you always. When God spoke to the prophet Isaiah in regard to Israel, He, God, called Israel His servant. That Israel was chosen by Him, God's divine call. And like His promise to Joshua, God again promised Isaiah His divine presence. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And God promised His divine presence, His divine help, and support with His righteous right hand. The Apostle Paul spoke to the Ephesians of the divine plan. We are God's foreordained. We are God's foreordained. Chosen ones, included in His divine plan of salvation. Accept His divine plan of salvation today if you haven't yet. And believe in Him, Jesus, our Savior. Have I not commanded you? When God commands us, He also encourages us with strength, fearlessness, and divine presence. As my wife was going through her medical challenges in the hospital, I was spiritually challenged. But that was the furthest thing from my mind at the time. I started to slowly not to continue reading God's Word and became very weak spiritually. It was subtle, as our enemy, the adversary, the devil, is always subtle. Slowly but surely, he trips us up. Then one of my brothers in Christ asked him one simple question. He asked me one simple question. Gerard, are you reading God's Word? Gerard, are you reading God's Word? I'm grateful to him for giving me, I had to be honest. I answered him with a little bit of shame. No, I haven't been reading God's Word. I'm grateful to him for giving me a slap behind my head to wake me up. Figuratively speaking, of course. Kind of like a spiritual slap, I guess. But it woke me up. Made me realize I was in a spiritual conflict. When I was praying for strength and encouragement, I thanked God for His Word. I started reading again. As I was doing my Emmaus course lesson, I came across a scripture in Isaiah 41:10 that I shared with you earlier. So whenever I begin to be discouraged and challenged with trials, I recite this promise from God through Isaiah. And also part B of verse 9 in our text. And I get edified and strengthened by His promises. Because I believe His promises, because He is a God who cannot lie. He is sinless. He's perfect. He created me. He knows what I'm thinking. He knows what's on my heart. And He knows what's on everyone's heart. God searches our hearts. If any one of you have a goal or a project that you're always thinking of, that maybe God is calling you out to do His bidding. You ever think about that? Maybe you've been thinking often about writing a testimony for our paper, the Royal Iodine Christian Bulletin. Take that step of faith and begin. Maybe God is challenging you to share the Gospels with a group of friends or teach a group of children how much God loves them through His Word. To show the children what they have to offer in life is very important. In fact, it's a command from Jesus. Permit the children to come to me. Whatever it may be that God is calling you to do, take that step of faith and know that He will uphold you in His righteous right hand. We walk by faith and not by sight. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, for your promises. We thank you for your divine presence. We thank you, Father, that you are holding us in your righteous right hand and that you will never let go. We thank you, Father, that you are ahead of us, beside us, behind us. You envelop us like the chicken envelops its chicks with his wings. We thank you for that comfort, Father, and we thank you for the comforter that you have sent us so that we may be advised, comforted, and shown the way of truth. We thank you for God the Holy Spirit, Lord, and we thank you most of all for your Son who gave his life for our sin that we may have eternal life. Thank you in his wonderful name, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now let us offer each other a sign of peace.